Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rick, I think I just came to your side about this 23andMe bit. Not because of Dr. Mina saying stuff, but I just saw a commercial. This is all you need, or all of any of us need. It shows these people opening their doors and expecting somebody, but they're expecting people, and they walk through the door, and it says 50% DNA shared, 48%. So you're meeting all new people that you don't want. Screw that.
Right.
I mean, family's fine. We get it. But you don't want new family that you don't know about that are grown.
But.
Walking through the door. What up, cuz? No. I don't know you, dude.
The
I got cousins and I like
commercials
them.
Commercials that I've seen.
That's it. You see that one? It's running right now.
They're addressing that.
Yeah, that's why I looked at it. I was glancing during the break. I'm thinking, we got a TV on in here, obviously. And I looked at it. I said, oh, no wonder, Craig. This is it. You're right.
23
I don't want strangers walking in the house.
Right. Meet that brother you didn't have.
Or just, or anybody. A cousin you didn't have.
Find out your brother's really only your half-brother. Because your mom was way in the mailman.
Well, that part, too. But I'm just saying, it looks like these people are all happy meeting these new people walking through the door. I'm thinking, no, man. I got this. Holidays are stressful enough.
Now I
got
to buy presents for this jackass.
Exactly.
There's another email from
my cousins, Craig from Todd and Tarley, man. I think I can get you some tickets.
I'll leave his name out of it.
To anything, man.
TNT. At TNTRadioEmpire.com. Not the normal spelling, but Eric with an A. A-R-I-C. Was getting service from my then wife when I came home one day. Not a fan of that name. He should also not be a fan of his then wife because she was partially complicit in that.
Well, she's not his wife anymore.
Yeah.
So
you can hate them both. You can hate Eric with an A and your ex-wife.
And your ex, sure.
Right.
It's only natural.
A-Rack. I'd call him A-Rick.
A-Rick.
A-Rick. Probably A-Rick. Pronounced that way, too. It's A-Rick.
After that, he was probably just A-Hole.
Yeah, it's A-Hole.
Yeah, just like Petey pronounces the Packer quarterback, A-Aaron.
Yeah,
A-Aaron.
It's spelled that way. Why
A-Aaron.
Not? Why not?
For sure.
But he didn't know anything about
Byron. He's getting ripped by a lot of people all across the spectrum of the NFL.
Yeah.
Josh Sneed and Jason Salmon or Salmon. We'll find out when he gets here. They're both coming in. Petey Mack, how do I pronounce that?
Yeah.
Craig Evans. My cousin, man. Craig's my cousin. He's found out through 23andMe.
Some of the players that had...
That's scary? It is scary.
Well,
I'm using your name. That's why I'm afraid of that.
But at the same time, I've got people that don't know I'm related to them.
And they see this.
That
they
don't want to know I'm related to them.
Yeah, well, somebody out there might want to know.
That pray to God you're not related to that.
Except literally.
Except you can get your tickets to anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Three-hole tongue punch is one of the players that had G.H.W. Bush, including as well as, I'll let that go.
Right.
I'll let that one go. THC Monster gets a hit.
Oh, we're in the T's now, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah. Tickle Creek Fun Time gets a hit.
That's a great book. That's a great book. Sit down, kids. Let me read Tickle Creek Fun Time to you.
Tickle Creek.
Yeah, she sends me.
Not sure about reading that one. Tiger Petting Drunk gets a hit.
Oh, she's in town. Remember, one of it's her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You might as well go with it.
Oh,
I'm the girl that pet the tiger drunk at the zoo. That was an Omaha story. Hope she's okay. Getting some help.
TNT Dead and Bloated.
Jesus, that's he hates us.
Wow.
Dang. Well, what we not enough. He still plays the game and listens.
Oh, yeah, he just listens and plays the game. Right?
What we ever doesn't do hate him, that man. Much.
Jeez.
Well, I guess we could.
It's like we're Eric or something.
Let me count the ways.
Maybe he's just a fan of that STP song.
No, I don't think so.
Todd's 23rd child gets a hit. Todd's two-ball sleeve gets a hit. Todd's atrophied ass cheek gets a hit. Todd's, I can't read that one. Todd's dirt pipe gets a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Todd's missing gam gets a hit. Todd's next son gets a hit.
His next one, 23andMe. Todd ain't taking that test anymore, I'm sure.
Todd's Pantera Walker gets a hit.
Oh, walk, walk.
Todd's preteen bike shop gets a hit.
I forgot we were trying to sell the Pantera Walkers. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
We were.
Todd's Rapunzel scrotum gets a hit.
Yep, let it down. Climb up.
Todd stole my peanut butter gets a hit. Todd's wet clock gets a hit.
He peed on it years ago.
As does Todd's Rapunzel balls.
You already said that twice.
No. No, one was a scrotum. The other one was.
Todd's Rapunzel scrotum.
Got him.
Was balls.
You must pay attention.
Yeah. I do. Either way, you climb up to a balcony on them. I know that.
Actually, you would need both.
Todd, let down your balls.
If you wanted to climb up the tower.
That's from the play, right? Yeah. Rapunzel.
It is.
Todd, let down your balls.
Golden balls.
Let down your golden
Todd,
balls.
Todd, that's still bugging you? And as we mentioned yesterday, Todd of the ski slopes.
That's right. You did tease that one yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Toilet baby surprise gets a hit.
Ugh.
And Tommy T and Tony's Polaroid junk pick.
All right. I shouldn't laugh so hard because the TY is coming soon, right?
They are.
Yeah.
We're about to get into the T00s.
All right.
Yeah, but you don't have nearly the physical flaws that I do.
Oh, hell yeah, I do.
Yeah.
No.
He has issues.
Yeah. I got issues.
He's got issues that have been
you
addressed.
You have a broken knee and long balls. That's all they got you on.
Oh, I think if you
and his
well, 20, no, I know the other issues, but they're,
and
they're,
the children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the next kid. That's right. Yeah. Okay, broken knees, long ball, illegitimate child.
Plenty to pick up. Plenty of flaws, physical character.
Well, the physical just
mental. All that.
Peeing on the clock. I forgot about that.
That
could be any of us.
That'd probably be a character flaw.
Yeah, I almost peed into a heater, so almost.
Visitors to Illinois State House can see a nativity scene for Christmas.
And?
A menorah for Hanukkah. And a display for Satan. The Satanic Temple provided the sculpture called Snakeativity that shows an arm holding an apple with a snake coiled around it. Also part of the display is a sign that says knowledge is the greatest gift. And then there's another sign where state officials say, you know, we don't like Satan, but thanks to the First Amendment, the stupid First Amendment.
Stupid First Amendment,
thanks
right.
Thanks to the stupid First Amendment, we got to let these Satanists in here telling us about, snakeativity.
Some very good people on both sides.
Well, here's the deal. Put the live nativity scene in front of a church. There's one right down from my parents' house for years. Live nativity scene, 2 blocks from my house, in front of a church. You can do it there.
Real donkeys?
They had real animals. Yeah, they had real animals. They stood there. It was weird too. You should go down and look at them. They didn't move much.
Maybe they have actually
no
baby in there.
No, the one froze one year, and they said that's bad.
You can't have that.
No,
wise men. They have actual wise men.
They had all everybody
not
there.
Actual wise men. Yeah, they had people standing in for them.
No. Yeah, just
if you're not that wise, you're standing there all damn day. That's your gig. That sucks.
Two Erics.
Eric the wise man.
They settle for a couple of wise asses.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore.
They have a lot of those in Mechanicsburg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shaughnessy Bishop Stahl has spent the last decade drinking.
Shaughnessy's his first name?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's I know a couple guys named Shaughnessy. That's your last name.
I mean,
name,
that's
obviously.
All he's been doing?
With your name like Shaughnessy. I mean, that's pretty damn Irish.
I mean, I have. I spent the last couple decades drinking, but not all the time.
Well, this guy did it all the time so he could write a book about it.
Ah, never thought of that.
Yeah.
He drank every day?
Yeah, well, most days, because the book he was working on was Cures for Hangovers. So he had to get a hangover.
In order to find the cure.
In order to find the cure. So he did a lot of drinking.
There is no cure. I'm so tired of people telling me what to do, too.
Well, he's trying to help.
I know, but there's no cure.
And anybody who tells you the cure for a hangover is simply trying to help.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work on everybody. Everybody's system is different.
Yeah, but you should.
The only cure for a hangover is alcohol.
And that's not true either.
Well, it works. It works
for
me.
I mean, it's not 100%.
No, it's not 100%, but you can actually feel normal.
Maybe 30% of the time, it works every time.
You don't feel great, but you feel normal if you throw a couple Bloody Marys on top. You throw some vodka. Let's just go with vodka.
I think the cure.
Vodka on top of a hangover the next morning makes you feel normal.
For a hangover is individual.
Yes.
And circumstantial.
Well, this guy's been working on it for 10 years.
Good, but it depends
upon. And he might have more of a clue than any of us here.
To me, it depends upon what you've drunk. How much?
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, my worst hangover in the past 20, 30 years, probably 20 years easily, is Mexico years ago. We all went down there. And I was doing tequila shots while drinking margaritas on the beach in front of that place called The Office.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was so brutal. That hangover was like the worst hangover I've had. I couldn't even drink out of it.
Day after my bachelor party.
Yeah, that bad?
Yeah. It was awful. I woke up across.
But once again, that involved a lot of hard liquor.
It was beer and shots.
Right, beer and shots.
Beer and shots all night.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the day after gin sanity was
pretty
probably
bad.
As badly as I've been hungover in a while.
Yeah. So this guy subjected himself to many nights of binge drinking, and he to establish his hangover baseline, he recorded everything he drank on a night out. Assessed the severity of his symptoms the next day. Then he proceeded to drink the same stuff another night, but added a hangover remedy and then tracked its effects.
All right, he approached this very scientifically.
Did the guy have a...
Don't ask me the question. I don't answer
did
the,
he have an
you
advance,
know I don't have the answer.
Did he even advance on the book? Because you're doing this to your body and figuring this out in hopes of writing a book that somebody's going to buy.
His book is called Hungover, The Morning After, and One Man's Quest for the Cure.
Got it. What you say the best is.
Published by Penguin Random House. He said it was a process of elimination until he got ingredients that he thought held some merit. He tried hundreds of treatments, eels, pickled sheep's eyes, we've heard about people using IVs now.
I would think that would work. That's
to,
an IV, right? Yeah.
To get some nutrients back into you.
That's better than.
And he even tried the classic hair of the dog strategy. He says that pretty much every facet of his health took a real hit during those years.
Well, it's like the McDonald's guy that ate it for a month. Shit, it was a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy drank a lot, right?
He said he gained weight, had problems with his circulatory system. His mental health took a whack, too, he said.
Oh, you think?
By the way, why do you have to drink for years to do this? Why don't you just do this for like a year, test hangovers for the year, and then get done with it?
Maybe he didn't find one that worked.
Yeah, and there's a lot of proposed hangover cures. Yeah. You got to test them all.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't get drunk every night either, because that really, you probably had to be sober going into getting drunk, because that. Sometimes you're not going to get a hangover. It's going to be you're going to continuously stay drunk.
Right.
Well, you have to really try to get a hangover.
Right, right.
I think his problem is he needs to lay off the eels.
Yeah.
And the pickled sheep's eyeballs.
Yeah.
Well, he did try that, but he had to try it.
But that's old wives' tale crap.
Yeah, but that
pickled sheep's balls.
You don't know.
Doesn't really help your health.
I don't know.
That'd be a good experiment. Just have a guy eat eels for a decade and a guy drink for a decade and see who turns out healthier.
They got eel sushi. I never order it, but it's
there. Actually do like that.
Yeah.
I
don't mind.
Do you like the sheep's balls?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not available in sushi.
It's not what the
sheep's. No, it is on his farm, though.
Sure.
Sheep's balls are available on his
We've
farm.
Had those.
Yeah. Well, we actually did have sheep's balls, right?
Lamb fries.
Yeah. I think this was sheep's eyes, but we went right to the balls.
I prefer those to eel. I don't. The eel's kind of fishy, but I don't mind the eel sauce. When you put eel sauce on sushi,
No, I always grab a couple pieces of eel if I have sushi. The unagi, that's good.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
So he's come up, he says, with a reliable hangover cure. He says it's made up of easily obtainable over-the-counter supplements taken between your last drink and before you pass out.
Okay, what is
okay,
it?
Okay, so well, you're allowed to get drunk. Because I hated all these so-called hangover cures that were basically charcoal pills. And what they would do is absorb the alcohol so you never caught a buzz, so you never got hungover.
Or the old
not a cure.
The old tried and true one would is that you drink a whole big glass of water all the time. And that's good. It keeps you hydrated, right? Peter, you do it more than I do. I can't ever do that because I want to keep drinking because I want to get drunk.
Are you talking, you know...
just glass of... Every time you have a glass of wine,
alcohol,
a whole big glass of water.
Water. Alcohol,
right.
Water.
And that's
no
fun.
That,
and you're not getting buzzed.
That dilutes the buzz.
Right. But it probably works, right, Petey? I never do it that much.
I'm sure
does it work?
It worked for me for a while, but of course, I mean, I was a perpetual hangover. So, I mean, there was really no hangover cure.
Right.
Was a hangover.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my way of avoiding a hangover. It was just
be hungry.
Living in a hangover.
Got it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, at the end of the night, when you're trying to take your Tylenol with, like, and you're chugging Rumpel Mints to get kind of counterproductive.
Yes.
Some people would say.
It's a bit of a wash.
You know. Well, you don't have to wash it down with Rumpel Mints, don't you?
Well, that's what I thought.
Some
for
people
the fresh
say vodka.
Taste. I like the fresh taste. Wake up with that nice peppermint burst in your mouth.
Why you did that?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You call that a burst?
That makes me shiver just thinking about it. Oh,
peppermint rumps in the morning. Yeah.
Rumpel Mints.
Right, but Dr. Mina says vodka, not Rumpel Mints.
She says wash down vodka, right?
Specifically, vodka.
I think Everclear, she says. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everclear 151.
Any alcohol in a jar, she says, you take with you.
Okay. I understood it to be vodka and only vodka.
Any moonshine in a mason jar?
So what is
like
this?
That,
maybe
right.
The next time she calls, she can clear that up for
Let me
us.
Try the supplement crap. What is this?
He says it's made up of easily obtainable over-the-counter supplements taken before your last drink and before you pass out.
So how many
the main ingredient
jeans?
I'm not familiar with.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean it's not easily obtainable. I just don't know.
What's it called?
It's called N-acetylcysteine, NAC, an amino acid. Take a high dose of this. He says it's sort of a magic ingredient. Helps the body produce a powerful antioxidant, plus NAC. This is used in hospital settings to treat Tylenol overdoses. And along with that, he says take vitamins B1, B6, and B12. That makes the NAC more effective, along with some frankincense.
And myrrh?
That's supposed to be anti-inflammatory.
No.
And milk thistle.
Oh, yeah.
An herb that contains more of this good stuff.
So basically put that in a little baggie, put it in your jean pocket that night.
Well, he doesn't necessarily mention how.
It's all pills, right? It sounds like all pills, right?
He doesn't mention your jeans.
It does. It sounds like a bunch of supplements.
So put them in your pocket.
Bunch of supplements.
Yeah. Take them at night.
And that first stuff he mentioned is just referred to as NAC. And it looks like I can get it at any grocery store
funny
or
says,
GNC.
You take all this, and in the morning, drink a glass of vodka, and you're fine.
Now, there is a doctor, an internist, and a gastroenterologist who is skeptical of this cure. He says that these supplements that we've just listed off are more for a chronic alcoholic with liver damage.
Well.
Not a casual drinker with a hangover.
That's funny because I was just sitting here thinking, you know, all the people that have come through life as I've served, you know, as a bartender, and they're like, well, I'm going to do this tonight because I got a big morning. And
right.
So, I always just think that's not going to work, but here you go, whatever you need.
Yeah. What do they usually do? Give me an example.
You know how people want ice in their wine
or,
you know, I mean, there's just any number of it, you know, or like, okay, I need two glasses of water here. But like, if you're gathering all of those things that Craig's talking about,
more than a problem.
Yeah, you just should probably reevaluate your existence a little bit.
Exactly.
You're going to squirrel up all that stuff and have it ready on command.
Well, there's 2 points to be made here, they say. First of all, the doctor says that the liver does not cause a hangover. Dehydration does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hence, the drink more water.
Yeah. Pedialyte. Emergency.
He also says Pedialyte or a couple liters of coconut water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yummy.
Which
couple
is,
liters.
And also.
That's a lot, though.
That's
man.
A lot. Man.
I like coconut water. I do, but
that's
the liters.
Form of,
Jesus.
That's electrolytes.
Yeah.
As this gentleman says in his book, do we really want to live in a world where everybody can drink as much as they want with no repercussions?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's my idea.
My
of
answer
heaven.
Is yes.
Everybody drinking a lot?
I'd love
no
repercussion. I'd like to be able to feel normal in the morning because my alarm goes off too early. I had two glasses of red wine last night because I just wanted a glass of red wine. Drank a little water with it. I felt okay, but not as good as I did yesterday.
I think
when I didn't drink.
You've just described my personal nirvana there, Craig.
No repercussions.
A world where everyone can drink as much as they want with no repercussions.
By repercussions.
That's
why we're moving
to weed.
I just mean hangover.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, well, I talked about
that. That's what it's called,
No, I'm with Craig. I don't think everybody should be able to drink without repercussions because there's still people who drink and turn into jackasses.
Yeah.
But if it's got to be everybody or if it's...
Okay, but
if
it's...
If the only way I'm allowed to do it myself is if it's everybody, then I'm saying everybody can.
This is a fantasy world. We can make the rules as we go.
I would consider that a repercussion, turning into a jackass.
It's not for them.
Everybody drinks, and they don't turn into a jackass.
All I care about is a hangover.
The repercussions meant that hangover.
That's all I care about is a hangover. Yes, yeah. I do think we should all be able to drink.
You're still the same person when you're hammered. Right. So if you're a hammered jackass.
But we're not talking about the jackass. We're talking about just the hangover. Yes, I want to be able to drink every day without a hangover. That'd be great.
In all my years of accumulating data on this.
And you have.
It was a life's mission for a while.
Yes, it was.
If I had stuff to do,
yeah.
Like if I had to like lick off the hangover by being productive or being here,
right.
I had to be brutal some mornings. The only thing, 5-hour energy worked for me. Like at least get me a little bit of a like, okay, I can
get it.
Wow,
sucking that thing down.
It was like sound like Madden when he, you know, you're looking, boom.
Yeah.
But if not, like if I was just at home, the only like 5 hour, I didn't want anything to do with that.
Right.
So then it was just weed.
Weed, right?
Weed
right.
And just try and find some quality downtime.
So even the 5 hour energy could give you a 90-minute burst just to get through this.
Maybe 21 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 90. Maybe like 16 to 24 minutes.
Yeah.
And you never knew which 16 to 24 it was going to turn on for. Yeah. But I figured it was better than none.
Yeah. I'm with Petey. A little weed, a little rest. You know, some water, some food.
Chug water.
Yeah. A little time.
Time.
Isn't it funny, though?
I agree. Usually I just went to drinking.
I'm sure the weed thing totally works. I get it. I get the feeling of it. I get it. But you know we're talking to people right now, or just in general. Well, I drink, but I ain't touching the weed. You know?
Yeah.
I'm a complete...
Especially if I'm hungover.
I'm a complete drunk. I ain't going to smoke weed. That's bad for you. Jesus. All right.
Yeah. Or vice versa.
Right. Which one?
Yeah. Here, you got your weed head, who doesn't drink much alcohol.
Because they're pussies, like Craig.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I am. Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.